Yeah, praise the Lord.
It's ein gutes Wort.
It's a good word.
Weil, Gottes Wort ist so lebendig.
God's word is so living. And it encourages us to go on.
Es ist, ja, eine Sache des Lebens.
It's a matter of life. Everything that's alive, everything that's living has to grow, has to go on. It can't stand still. Whether it's a plant or whether it's an animal or whether it's a human life, much more the spiritual life, it can't stay standing still.
Jede Lebenswesen.
Every living being, if it stops and stands still, it's dead. If you look at our human life,
alle, die nicht mehr leben sind.
I only am seeing people only that are living, right? I don't see people that are no longer alive here. But every day, when we live as human beings, we go on. We do something new. We make progress. It's a sign of life. If the church becomes an organization or just does things as a routine, Sunday worship, for example, and they remain the same year after year, it's not good. Then there's no more life. We have to go on. All the verses that we mentioned tonight, or the brother mentioned tonight in the New Testament, shows us that we have to go on. Everything has to go on. If we don't seek anymore, and if we think that we have already seen everything and we know everything, then it's over. Then it's already a sign of death. Yeah, then death has entered in. And we don't even have to look at the past. We can see in our own experience. There's so many people that were stuck and were so content and said, yeah, now we have a very comfortable church life. And they didn't want to go on anymore. I remember that as we started to have fellowship about the true worship, to bring the offerings to the Father and to keep the feast, and all the saints should be come prepared to the meeting. We had problems with that and difficulties because everyone was used to coming to the meeting without preparing. And to just bring the Father anything. We did this for years. We had this habit of to just come to the meeting and no one prepares anything. You didn't even prepare a prayer. And when one prays, you pray a long prayer. I really am always scared of long prayers. Yeah, as I was a young kid and I heard long prayers in the church in Manila, and when the elders prayed before me or prayed and they prayed sometimes for 5 minutes. Can you imagine that?
Or
even longer. Oh, they were long prayers. I'm allergic to long prayers. You know, if you pray a long prayer, then you have to think about, oh, what should I pray to the Father? Then you have to think of all of that. But it's better to be short, real, and living. What's really necessary. And 5 minutes later, maybe if you have another burden, then speak it. If I were to visit Roland and I speak a long time, Roland and Claire would fall asleep. The next time they would be scared to invite me. But you're invited to come. Didn't the Lord say to us, of course the Lord said this to us in Matthew 6, how we should pray. Not like the nations that pray with so many words, and at the end, they think that with many words, that God would hear them. Yeah, if we have conversations with us, I say a few sentences, and then Theo says something, and then his wife will say something, and then I will say a few words. Right, Theo? Isn't it like that? If you speak with your wife, do you speak a long speech to her? And then your wife will say, okay, stop, I also want to say something. Do you think God wants to hear our long prayers? Especially when there's so many saints and each one wants to pray and you pray 2 whole minutes, then at the end, you don't want to pray anymore. I have said this so often, but we haven't learned this. The Lord says, he who has an ear, if we hear, then we will learn and we will also practice what we hear. This is important. Learn.
Damals habe ich auch einen Witz gesagt, als Witz, aber es ist kein Witz.
I said something as a joke, but it's actually not a joke. What if we were to come to the meeting without a songbook or without songbooks, what would you do? Would we still be able to have a meeting to break the bread without a songbook?
Oder wenn kein Bruder eine Botschaft gibt.
Or if there's no brother who gives a message, what will we do at the breaking of the bread? No one prepares themselves. No one prepares to bring an offering to the Father. Then we really need a clergy laity system, someone who always teaches us a good long message.
Und sogar jetzt wir schätzen eine gute Botschaft.
And it's okay, we appreciate messages. But if you make each meeting like a conference, then that's not good. A conference is something different. A conference is there so that we can all learn something. We can all see something. And that we would receive the burden of the Lord and what he wants to speak to us. That's fine. It's also important.
So, als der Herr uns dieses Anliegen gegeben hat.
So as the Lord gave us this burden to practice the priestly service and to practice the true worship and to bring the offerings to the Father, I don't understand. Then all hell broke loose. Really? There was everyone was all riled up. Really, all hell broke loose. And everyone said, why this and why that? They should have been happy that all the young people were active and were burning in spirit and bringing something to the Father. Wouldn't you be happy to see something like that? But no, it had to be stopped.
Ich habe diese Frage einmal gestellt.
I asked this question once, or posed this question. Who is interested in stopping the bringing of the offerings to the Father? The Lord? You think the Lord would say stop? You shouldn't do that. No, for sure not. Definitely not. The Lord would rejoice and say, oh, finally, because the Father has sought so long for those who would worship him in spirit and in reality. Of course, the word worship means to fall down, to bow down. That's also worship. But that's not the worship that our Father desires from his children, from his priests. We have a special worship. God told his people, you shouldn't worship as the nations do, but you should give me the first fruits as offerings. The first fruit of all your animals, from your harvest, from all the fruit. You should bring food to Jerusalem. He said, this is my food. And first and foremost, it's food for God. We don't have this concept that God also wants food. Do you think God appreciates a message, my message? I don't think so. If I stand before God, then I open my ears and I shut my mouth. I must hear him, not he hear me. Tell me, really, do you think the Father enjoys a message from you or from me? Or the reality of the offerings that are brought to him from all the saints? Of course, not long offerings. Of course, if everyone gives 5-minute offerings, then only 5 or 10 saints can give their offerings. The offerings are not there for us to tell stories or our story, but for us to bring Christ to the Father. So wonderful. You have to say, Father, your Christ works. Hallelujah. It works. It functions in my life, and it functioned in my life this week, especially in this opportunity. Dear Father, your Son is so wonderful. Praise the Lord. I thank you.
Yeah.
This is for the satisfaction of our Father. And as our brother just said, concerning Sardis, this is what pleases the Father. And this makes us living. This makes us living. Not the knowledge, but the experience of the reality. We have to go on. But no. They would rather stay where they are and have a comfortable church life just as they were used to before. Okay, then fine. Please. We cannot force anyone to go on. But standing still, as it is mentioned in Sardis, means it's actually spiritual death. A brother told me once before, we don't need any new revelation. Let's just warm up the old revelation. My goodness, that's the principle of warming up old soup. Of course you can warm up old soup. Then drink of it yourself. But don't offer it to me. I don't think the Father wants our old warmed up soup. He wants fresh harvest. He wants the first fruits. He doesn't want old soup.
Natürlich, wenn ich nicht so fleißig bin und
koche. Of course, if I'm not so diligent and I don't cook, then I make a stew once a month and take a little bit out of the stew and warm it up in the microwave, then I don't have to do anything and then it's easy. But if I nourish myself like this, I won't live long. Then I won't stay healthy.
Leben braucht viel Pflege.
Life needs a lot of care. Fresh supply. Even the plants.
Wir haben einen Garten hier zu Hause.
We have a garden here at home. You know who the gardener is? My wife. She has a green thumb. And every plant and every tree has to be taken care of daily. Has to be watered, pruned. Has to be fertilized. And the creeping things have to be dealt with. Do you think a tree can't become sick? Oh, it can become sick quite quickly. So there's a lot to do. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. If you don't do the work, then all the trees will die. Or it'll be there, but won't bear any fruit.
Meinst du, unser geistliches Leben brauchen wir nicht Pflege?
Do you think our spiritual life doesn't need any care?
Wir brauchen viel Pflege.
We need a lot of care.
Doch. Alles, was Leben ist,
everything that is life, if there's no care, and it's not taken care of, it can't go on. Especially us. Look at our human life. You can't stay in kindergarten, right? You can't stay in elementary school. Of course, you don't have to go to gymnasium or to the university. You can also stop after elementary school. But then a lot is missing. Everyone wants to go on. And then you can go on. And then there's always a possibility to progress. But it depends on you. Do you want to or do you not? Even if you're an engineer today or a doctor, you still have to have continuing education. You have to be trained continually. Because if you don't do it after 10 years, then you won't have any patients anymore.
Selbst in dieser Welt machen sie alle Fortschritte.
Even in this world, people make progress. In technology, there's so much and such quick progress. Do you think God has nothing new to say to us? As long as the Lord has not yet come back, that means his work is not yet finished. He certainly and surely has more to show us. His work is not yet done. Otherwise, he would have already come. That means his work with us is not yet finished.
weil wir so langsam sind.
Because we're so slow.
Nicht nur langsam.
We're not even just slow.
Wenn du langsam bist,
at least if you were slow, you would go on step by step.
Nicht mal langsam,
but if you're not even slow, but you don't even move and you're stuck in one place,
dann kann Gott mit dir gar nicht mehr
then God can't do anything with you anymore. He will go on with the remnant, with those who gladly go on with him. That's why there's always a remnant. And the remnant will continue to be smaller and fewer. And that's why in Sardis, he didn't say, you have many, but you have a few. Because there are only a few that really want to go on. Most people, or the majority, like to stay where they are because it's comfortable. And not only are the seven spirits important, don't use the word sevenfold, because that's something we said 50 years ago. If you're going to say sevenfold, then say 700-fold. As our brother just said, the spirit is already perfect. He is full. There's a full supply, a rich supply. He doesn't have to be richer. Do you think God has to become mightier? Does the mighty God have to become mightier?
Sondern diese wunderbaren sieben Geister Gottes.
The seven, the wonderful seven spirits of God are fully sufficient for us. It's the rich supply. To be filled with this wonderful spirit. The problem is not that he's lacking something. Our problem is that our vessel is unfortunately so small. And even if our heart is already so limited, and then we fill our heart with so many other things. And then at the end, there's no more room for the Lord. We have to make room for the Holy Spirit, room for the Lord. How can he make home in my heart if I don't give him any room? Yes, the life, the Spirit gives life. But if I don't learn and I don't exercise to make room for him and to really remove everything else that's in my heart and to keep the feast, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Why could he not fill all the scribes and the Pharisees? And the scribes, because there was no more room in their hearts. Do we have room in our hearts for the Lord? In LSM, they say that that what Witness Lee saw is everything. I heard it with my own ears as he said, I have already seen everything that there is to see in the Bible. I thought, okay, well, who can say that? Paul speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. What does unsearchable mean? I see our brother Monodo. What does unsearchable mean? That means it's unlimited. You can't finish searching it out. You can't search out the fullness of this world. How can you search out everything about the universe and everything about God? If yes, then you know everything that's in written in the word.
Nein.
But no.
Und nicht nur die sieben Geister brauchen.
And it's, we don't only need the seven spirits, but also the seven stars. The messengers of the churches.
Wenn die Boten der Gemeinde.
If the messengers
nicht mehr vorangehen,
don't go on anymore,
sie scheinen auch nicht mehr.
If they no longer shine, then slowly the light goes out.
Dann können auch die Gemeinden nicht mehr vorangehen.
Then the church can't go on either. That's why the Lord speaks to the messengers or to the angels in the churches.
Das ist die Erfahrung.
This is what our experience shows us. If the ones who lead the church don't go on themselves, then where to will you lead the church? In which direction?
Deshalb sind die sieben Sterne wichtig.
That's why the seven stars are important. But they should be in that right hand of the Son of Man, and they should remain there. If they jump out of his hand, then, well, you can only shine if you are in his right hand.
So die sieben, das Geheimnis, sieben goldenen Leuchten.
So there are seven golden lampstands, and there are also seven stars.
So viel müssen wir sehen.
We have to see this. This much we have to see and receive grace from the Lord. Lord, we all want to go on. And that's why the brothers who carry the responsibility, especially in the service of giving the word, have to say to the Lord, Lord, bring me on, not for my own sake, but for the sake of the church. Lord, hold me in your right hand. Oh, Lord, don't let me go. Because if he lets go of one of us and doesn't hold you anymore, then it's over with you, especially with your service. Then you can do whatever you want, but if you are held in his right hand, you can't do just whatever you want. You can't do what you want.
So Sardis, diese Sterne.
To Sardis, he says that these seven stars have to be in his hand, the seven spirits and the seven stars.
Ja, das ist sehr wichtig.
This is very important.
Ihr habt selber die Erfahrung gehabt.
You experienced this yourselves in Germany, right? You don't have to look back at the history. You can look at your own most recent history.
In der Gemeinde brauchen wir Sterne.
In the church, we need stars. Stars that are heavenly. As the brother said, the heavenly Jerusalem. It's true, you can have the name that you are the heavenly Jerusalem, but you are very earthly. If we have this name, then we also need to have the reality of this name. I see our brother Otto. Are you just a name? If you were just a name, but you're dead, then we would just see your name on the tomb. But if I see the reality of Otto before my eyes, it shows he's alive. Or would you rather that someone would put your name on the tomb? and engrave your name on a gravestone.
Wir wollen alle lebendig sein.
We all want to be living. As a person, you want to be living. Roland, do you want to remain alive and living? Yeah, that's better. Especially in these days, especially when the Lord is coming soon. I don't want to have to taste death. I want to be raptured with him in the heavenly Zion. But why, spiritually speaking, in all spiritual aspects, we don't want to be so living, full of life, and not dead. That's why Paul said, I want to experience the power of his resurrection. But you have to pose the question, why did he have such a desire, such a longing to experience the power of resurrection and to know it? Because in Romans 7, he discovered that this body is a body of death. Woe is me, wretched man that I am. Who will save me from this body of death? Yeah, but you're not wretched enough. You don't realize that this body is a body of death. That's why in our daily life, we experience so much death, so much clamor, so much strife, so much arguing. And then we have problems here, problems there. And then we can't overcome ourselves. We're weak and we can't do anything. And then death rules. And then you still don't feel wretched. And you still don't realize that you are dead. But he says, who will save me from the body of death? And that's why we can understand that Paul says, I want to experience and know the power of his resurrection.
Möchte davon befreit werden.
He wants to be freed from it.
So, geistlich gesehen müssen wir
so
alle.
Spiritually speaking, we all have to tell the Lord, no. I want the death to be swallowed up in me through the power of your resurrection. Lord, I take it. I am resurrected with you. Not I will resurrect with you. I am resurrected with you. Lord, this reality, I want to take it now for me and grasp it for me and experience it. I want to overcome all death and have the death be swallowed up.
Diese Kraft der Auferstehung.
Paul knew this power of resurrection.
Die Doktrine der Auferstehung.
We know the doctrine of resurrection, but not the power.
Nicht die Wirksamkeit.
Not the effectiveness of it.
Tod ist was Schlimmes.
Death is something terrible.
Sie haben ihre Kleider.
And this word, or it says here, that they didn't defile their garments and they kept it white. You know, if you, it's not just like a small spot that's on the garment, but it's fully defiled. And what's dirtier as sin? And what's more defiling than sin? It's death. Death is the worst.
Deshalb muss die Gemeinde lebendig sein.
That's why the church has to be living.
Wir sollen alle den Tod. Ach, welches Wort soll ich sagen?
What word can I use in German to describe this?
Wir können den Tod gar nicht leiden.
We should not tolerate any death. We should abhor it.
Sag mal auf Deutsch, ja. Wo ist mein deutscher Lehrer, der Tobi?
Where's my German teacher? Yeah, we should really abhor it.
Verabscheuen. Ja. Richtig.
We should really abhor it.
Können Sie dir sagen, ich gehe nicht so gerne zur Beerdigung.
I don't like to go to funerals.
Nicht, weil ich der gestorben ist, nicht
Not because I don't
gerne, also nicht geliebt
or
habe,
didn't love the person as he was still alive,
nicht mit dem Tod zu tun
but
habe.
I don't want to have to do anything with death.
Was kann ich sagen?
What can I say?
Werdet lebendig. Werdet lebendig.
Be alive, become alive, especially spiritually speaking.
Wenn der Tod des Leibes so schlimm
If the death of the physical death is already so terrible, then spiritual death
wenn ich hundertmal
is at least a hundred times worse, many times worse than the physical death.
so möge der Herr durch diese Worte Sardis uns alle ermutigen.
So may the Lord encourage us through this word to Sardis and give us this inner consciousness to really hate and abhor all death.
Möchte den Tod nicht berühren.
I don't want to touch death.
Lob den Herrn. So.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord make us all alive.
Amen.